Germany is declassifying its files on a secretive German sect in Chile, linked to a catalog of abuses. For three decades, starting in the 1960s, the so-called Colonia Dignidad was the site of torture, child rape, and slavery. Now, the German Foreign Ministry has now admitted that it failed to help the victims of the colony, calling it a low point in the country's diplomatic history.
For almost 40 years, Gudrun Müller lived in Colonia Dignidad, enduring abuse and working as slave labor. Today, she is free but poor. And like most other former inhabitants of the colony, the past weighs heavily on her. We are still waiting for compensation. I'm confined to a wheelchair, but we are all cripples mentally and physically. The Colonia Dignidad was set up in the early 1960s by German immigrants. On the surface, it appeared to be a worthy charity, with a hospital where the poor were treated free. But in reality, the colony was a secretive cult, ruled over for decades by its leader, Paul Schäfer, in a reign of terror. He sexually abused countless boys and brainwashed adults with mind-altering drugs. Cut off from the outside world, residents were forced to work until they dropped without pay. And in the basements, people who opposed former dictator Pinochet were tortured. The film Colonia Dignidad, which hit cinema screens a couple of months ago, has rekindled interest in the cult.
In einem Lager im Süden, komplett von der Außenwelt abgeschnitten.
And provoked discussion as to why the then German government didn't say anything. The current foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, aware of this failure, has now announced that researchers should be given access to the files. He admitted his ministry had been slow to face the severity of what happened. The foreign ministry wants to learn lessons from its dealings with the colony. The material in the files should be analyzed, not simply so the past can be condemned, but also in the training of our employees.
Um es für die Aus- und Fortbildung unserer jungen Mitarbeiter zu nutzen.
That the Colonia Dignidad case should serve as a warning for young diplomats simply isn't enough for some of the victims. They want to file compensation claims against Chile and Germany. Access to files going back 20 years is not enough because, firstly, and I say this as a lawyer, it is beyond the statute of limitations, which was probably deliberate. A further problem is that few of the former members of the colony have come forward, either out of a sense of shame or because they are traumatized or because they see themselves as perpetrators too. Gudrun Müller is an exception. I think that the truth must get out. How long do we want to keep quiet and brush this under the mat? We can't carry on like this. I know I can't, so I'm speaking up where I can. A few of the former perpetrators now live in Germany, largely untroubled by the German justice system. And that, says Gudrun Müller, needs to be addressed.